Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless to activate. One license per line. Max two per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney? Life is
beautiful. Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalee Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
From shredding to printing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether, opening. So while we're busy notarizing and copying, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of any ing. Opening this holiday, the UPS Store. Every ing for small business, all in one place.
The UPS Store.
The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See Center for details.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
For a fresh treat, pick up ripe Mexican-grown medium avocados. Right now, they're just 67 cents each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Here, my name's Gary Parish. I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Been a dope producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day as best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And man, oh man, has a bunch of stuff happened since last time I talked to you on Friday at 5:58 Central. First, we elected a president of the United States who believes in science, so that's an interesting development. And then 2 days after that was called by every major media outlet in the country, we get news via Pfizer that a vaccine seems to be working well, could be available as early as December, and widely available by July 2021. Bennett, Looks like we're on the right track.
Feels good to me.
Cue up that Proud to Be an American song.
Okay, I can do that.
I don't really want to hear it.
All right.
But I'm proud to be an American. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
But we seem to be headed in the right direction again. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, Ben Kirchhoff is going to join me. Covers college football for CBS Sports. Fun Saturday of games followed by a wild Monday of COVID-19 college football news. Arkansas coach Sam Pittman, the best coach in the SEC, has tested positive for COVID-19. Mississippi State Auburn has been postponed. LSU Alabama appears to be in jeopardy because of problems at LSU. I'll talk college football with Ben Kirchhoff in the next segment. When I finish that, I'm going to take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them the preseason AP poll for college basketball is out. Gonzaga is number one in the preseason for the first time in school history. The Tigers not ranked, just on the wrong side of the top 25. I'll give you the details on that around 444. Another weekend, another team has pulled out of the Crossover Classic in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's the event where Memphis is supposed to open the season. Is it ever going to happen? We'll get into that a little later on this hour. Sunday night football was stupid. What was that last night?
Ugh.
What was that about?
The hell, Tom.
What is Tom Brady doing? The Saints murdered Tom Brady's Buccaneers, and then Tampa Bay, they end up setting an NFL record in defeat. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And it is Masters Week. The pictures from Augusta National, beautiful. Augusta National looks beautiful in November. Who is the betting favorite later on this week? I'll tell you during four notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with a pretty incredible and encouraging three-day period in the United States of America. On Saturday, every major and respected media outlet in this country named Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election. So he will be the 46th president of the United States come January, which means Donald Trump's going to go down as an impeached one-term president who lost the popular vote twice after more than 237,000 Americans died on his watch during a pandemic he consistently downplayed and never took seriously. So that's some legacy there. But whatever, he'll be gone soon. So there were celebrations all over the country all day and night on Saturday. And then earlier today, more notable news for our country. Pfizer announced this morning that its COVID-19 vaccine is more than 90% effective in preventing the coronavirus, which officials labeled a, quote, great day for science and humanity. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who's a member of Pfizer's board, he said today that the vaccine could be available as early as late December and then be widely available by July of 2021. So we're not back to normal yet, but we're headed in the right direction. Bennett, I don't know if you realize this, but we might be right now, you and I and everybody else, living through one of the most productive three-day stretches in American history. By Saturday, we had done enough as a country to elect a president who believes in science. We should never take that for granted again. And then today, we get the news that a vaccine is working well, and on the way. Are you fired up or are you fired up?
I am, and it's just like they told us on Facebook, like the pandemic was going to almost be over like once we elected a new president of the United States. So
you know, people,
there we go.
People have been curious about the timing of this announcement because, like, on Saturday, the major networks say Joe Biden's going to be the 46th president of the United States, and then on Monday morning, Pfizer's like, oh, guess what we got coming? So I get it. Like,
right.
Like I know the, like, ludicrous conspiracy theories you maniacs,
I've seen them all.
You maniacs believe in. Like, I so I guess I'd just say this. If you believe in those crazy things, there's no doubt in my mind you believe in this one.
This one, sure.
I know what other things you believe in, so I'm not even going to try to talk you out of the timing is interesting or curious or suspect or whatever. The timing is what it is. On Saturday, the major networks call the election for Joe Biden. On Monday, Pfizer says we got a vaccine and it's doing well, above 90% in terms of protecting against COVID-19. So we still got a long ways to go, but it does feel like we are getting good news.
Yeah, no, and, that's great news.
And heading in the right direction. And I will say about the timing of this announcement, if you want to
make a big point about, well, why couldn't this be announced last Monday as opposed to this Monday? Whatever. I'm not here to argue that. What I will say is that the timing matches up with what we've always been told was the timing, or at least what we've been told for a while would be the time frame for this. Vaccine approved late 2020, readily available third quarter 2021. That's what we've been talking about forever.
For sure.
So I don't know why anybody would be like that surprised that, oh, now a vaccine looks like it's about to be approved and then readily available in third quarter 2021. That is what most people have been saying for a long time. Most doctors, Dr. John McCullers was quoted in the Daily Memphian last week in a column done by Jeff. He said that he thinks, you know, by Super Bowl that's played in 2022, it'll look like what we're used to looking at when we look at a crowd at a Super Bowl. And then, fingers crossed, maybe earlier in the calendar, deep into 2021, we actually get there for college football and regular season NFL games, regular season college basketball games. But this is always, or at least for a while, it's been the time frame. So this whole, this is what they've been saying was going to happen.
Right.
Approved late 2020, not readily available until 2021. And so that's just great news to wake up to on a Monday. And I know that there's probably somebody out there getting ready to tweet me about, Joe Biden isn't actually elected president of the United States yet because networks don't get to decide who's going to be the president. Voters get to decide who's going to be the president. And look, I hear you, all right? But when did you guys become experts on presidential elections? Like, when did all you get, like the same people I know can't figure out how to stream a Memphis football game on ESPN Plus are suddenly experts on presidential elections? Well, you know, networks don't call presidential elections. Yes, I do know networks don't call presidential elections. But here's what networks do. They have experts who study the data, and they know exactly when it is time to call a presidential election. And by the way, did any of you nerds back in 2016 when the network, same exact networks, called the election for Donald Trump, did even one of you nerds jump on Facebook and say, well, you know, networks don't call elections? No, you didn't do that. You were making America great again. So now, how'd you flip on networks all of a sudden? Because one election went one way and the other one went the other, and this other one going the other got all you people, I didn't have any idea I was Facebook friends with so many election experts who know exactly how elections are called and what determines who's going to be the next president. I didn't know I had all these friends on Facebook, but they're all over the place. And I know that there is still a world we're living in where the president is trying to cast doubt about the legitimacy of this election, but there is no credible evidence. Listen to me, please. Please. And I'll be happy to change this statement if credible evidence does show itself. But at this moment that we're talking, 4:11 Central Time on November 9, 2020, there's no credible evidence that widespread voter fraud happened in a way that, if uncovered, would flip the election. Like, 60 Minutes did a really nice job reporting from Pennsylvania on this last night. It's about the 13-minute segment. It was the first segment of 60 Minutes. You can find it on YouTube, I'm certain. But they're talking to all of these election officials in the state of Pennsylvania, Republicans and Democrats, and they're like, we're just counting votes. This is crazy. Like, we don't understand what the controversy is about. Like, the ballots were cast. We are now counting the ballots, and this is what it says. But, like, still, because the president won't accept it, a lot of people who believe the president are having trouble accepting it. But just trust me when I tell you this. If the Republican Party so far hasn't been able to produce any evidence of widespread voter fraud in this election, your dumb friend on Facebook doesn't know where it's at. Okay? Like, so you, just because you repost whatever this person doesn't make it true. Just because you read it, like, think about that for a second. If the Republican Party so far cannot produce any evidence of widespread voter fraud, why do you think your friend on Facebook has it figured out? Like, do you know how ridiculous you sound to sane people when you're insisting that you've got this figured out in a way that the people who actually study this as a profession say is crazy? Do you know how insane you sound to a sane person? Like, if you want to say you're disappointed that your candidate didn't win the election because you like his policies, I completely understand that. Although I would disagree with you, I understand that. But if you're somebody who acts like somehow this election was stolen and now we've got a president who, in Joe Biden, who's a pedophile and going to be doing late-term abortions in the Oval Office, you're a maniac, an absolute maniac. So stop being crazy. Come back to the real world with the rest of us. As for the vaccine, boy, it can't get here soon enough, can it?
No.
Numbers going through the roof, hospitalizations up, deaths are up, and big names today testing positive in politics, Ben Carson, in sports, Tom Izzo, Sergio Garcia had to pull out of the Masters. Arkansas football coach Sam Pittman. They got my guy Sam Pittman.
Man, and he's rolling.
This dude.
Shout out to Sam. I hope he recovers well.
How did he go from somebody I never heard of to the best coach in the SEC?
It is pretty amazing because it was kind of like a joke when they hired him. I'm just being honest.
I didn't know Sam Pittman. Every time I Googled him, he just making silly videos talking about yes, sir, or okay, or whatever that little thing he does.
Yeah.
And I was like, I cannot believe somebody hired this guy to be their head football coach at $3 million a year. Seems like you could have found somebody who, I don't know, isn't this guy. And turns out this guy's doing a good job.
He's awesome.
He is. Now he's got COVID, though. And, like, I'm not trying to be mean, but he's a little old. He's late 50s.
Yes.
And he's fluffy, as Jeff Calkins might say.
He is fluffy, yes.
He's a little fluffy, you know? So, like, it could get dicey, although right now I believe the latest from Sam Pittman was that he did not have any symptoms, that he was feeling well. But the initial positive test has been confirmed by a more reliable test. So he's out for this weekend. Barry Odom is expected to coach Arkansas in Sam Pittman's absence. But all over the SEC, we got real problems now.
Yes.
All over the country, we got real problems now. I don't mean to limit this to sports. You never should. I mean, the sports stories create the headlines that most of us see and that most of us pay attention to. But you know, this is a real problem throughout our country now. Like I said before, there was this prevailing thought among people who, I don't know, don't read a lot or read enough, that once the election was settled, then COVID-19 would just disappear. Not the media coverage of COVID-19, but that COVID-19 would just disappear. Well, it's never been worse. The good news is that we are better at treating it now. So hopefully we'll continue to have fewer deaths day after day after day. But hospitalizations are a real problem right now. The surging numbers all over the country in most states, not all but most states, is a real problem right now. And this is not something that anybody's going to stop talking about because the election's over, or that is going to cease to exist because the election's over. It's literally the first thing Joe Biden talked about on Saturday night when he addressed the country. It is the main thing that he talked about earlier today when he addressed the country. Like I saw some of these people on Facebook over the weekend talking about, oh, I haven't read a COVID-19 headline in a few days. I haven't heard really? Well, then what are you reading? Because it's all over the place. It's a headline everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, I haven't, didn't you open your eyes? Like, what are you?
No, I mean, I just have my Twitter homepage pulled up and, like, the trending. It's COVID, COVID, COVID.
Yeah, it's
like,
just dumb. Yeah, yeah. It's just dumb. Like, I apologize for calling you what you are, but if you're out there screaming that the election was stolen and that COVID-19 is now not a priority in this country, like, you're just dumb. There's nothing I can do for you. So, you know, at least now, like I said, the 46th president of the United States is going to be somebody who makes COVID-19 and our recovery from it a real priority, who's going to take it seriously, not call it a hoax, not downplay it. And that, combined with the news this morning that Pfizer's vaccine is working well, should be approved later this year and readily available for all of us who want it, by third quarter 2021, it's just encouraging news. And the market responded accordingly. The Dow closed up 800 points today. Stocks for cruise lines, Disney, Marriott, Lyft, Uber, the airlines, Delta, American, Southwest, United, everything up. You know what's down? Zoom.
Everything you do at home. Right. Okay.
Zoom, Netflix, Amazon, any of the companies or industries that flourished in this pandemic, stocks went down today for the most part, and all of the things that really got hit because people weren't traveling anymore, staying in hotels anymore, taking ride-sharing services anymore, those all, for the most part, went up today. So it's been a good day in America. Not sure how it'll end. We got a sorry Monday night football game, but it's been a good day in America. I'm encouraged. Ben Kircher is going to join me next talking college football with him.
The NFL and college football seasons continue to move forward. College basketball starts this month. Holiday parties are on deck. So there's a lot going on. If you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink every once in a while you're experiencing life. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, New Amsterdam Vodka will be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodka, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're at a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it is 100% the place in Memphis to get custom suits. If you've never had one, now is the time. I've had multiple suits made for me at James Davis, and the difference is immeasurable. You pick from hundreds of fabrics. The style and fit is perfect. No more baggy pants unless you want them baggy, of course. And that's the great thing about a custom suit. You can make it fit however you want. The prices start at just $6.95, and for the first 2 weeks of November, you can get 20% off. So take advantage of that. It's a simple process. They take 13 measurements, then they make a perfect suit for you. So that's the way to go. But if you just want to take advantage of the incredible deal, that deal featuring 2 Paul Bettinelli suits for only $7.95, it's a deal that remains available. And the custom sense shirts that I've been telling you about for years, they're currently 20% off. You can't find a better deal on a dress shirt that fits better. I get my shirts and suits from James Davis. You should too. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Have you been hoping to win $1,000 a day every day for the rest of your life with the added excitement of a chance to win instantly? Well, with Cash for Life with Quick Cash, today could be your lucky day. Give it a try. Simply add Quick Cash to your next Cash for Life purchase for a chance to win instantly. But wait, there's more. Then watch the nightly Cash for Life drawing to see if you win $1,000 a day or week for life. Cash for Life with Quick Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Somewhere out there, a math teacher's school loans were forgiven, allowing her to focus on paying it forward, not back.
Somewhere out there, a parent is breathing easier, knowing their child's college education will cost a little less.
Somewhere out there, a Hope Scholarship just helped a student open the door to a brighter future.
And they all have players like you to thank for the $5.5 billion raised for education. Because every time someone plays the Tennessee Lottery, education wins. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, life-changing fun.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has 2 locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/provember.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really
the Associated Press preseason top 25 poll was published earlier today. Gonzaga, number one for the first time in the preseason in school history. Tigers, not listed in the top 25, just on the wrong side, tied for 27th. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he covers college football for CBS Sports. It's Ben Kirchhoff. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Ben, let's look backwards before we look ahead. Big game, primetime, Saturday night final. Notre Dame 47, Clemson 40. Top-ranked team in America, upset on the road. Trevor Lawrence not there. Clemson drops to fourth in the AP poll, and so it seems pretty clear-cut here. As long as they win the rest of their games, they will be in the college football playoff. That loss is not a killer for them, is it?
It's not, and I don't think it should. I mean, that was a top-four matchup through and through. We didn't have to have any qualifiers or asterisks for this. I mean, I know Lawrence didn't play, but it's not like DJ Uiagalelei went out and was terrible. Or it's not like Notre Dame went out and won by 30, and you're like, okay, you can sort of excuse that or anything like that. It was a good game. It didn't end in regulation, needed two more periods to decide who was going to win. Notre Dame won battle in the trenches. And you know what? If they meet again in the ACC championship game, I think Trevor's back. Clemson probably wins that one. I don't know that they would lose that game twice. And sometimes you can just take games for what they are, and that's a really, really good matchup.
So we agree one-loss Clemson can get in the college football playoff. Can one-loss Notre Dame get there?
Yeah, I think so. If they meet again in the ACC championship game, maybe fall a little short. Right now, they have the best win of anybody in the country.
Sure.
And if you're not playing non-conference games, SECs, doing conference only, Big 12. I mean, they had a non-conference game, but for all intents and purposes, they basically played conference only. Pac-12 doing conference only. If you're just keeping it very regional, you play your conference schedule, and that's it. There's nothing else really to measure you by. Right now, Notre Dame's got win number one with a bullet.
Michigan loses again, this time by 17 points on the road at Indiana. Listen, Jim Harbaugh has been consistently good but never really great at Michigan, and now he's obviously going through it. Team is now unranked after the AP poll and coaches poll were both updated. How is the Jim Harbaugh Michigan thing going to end?
Probably going to end with just his contract not being renewed. I mean, he gets one more year after this, and you can kind of chalk this up to a free year for just about everybody. And there's some things that I think Michigan has to work through that when you really start to parse through the details of the Wolverines program in 2020, there are some things that you could probably see in the writing on the walls. Defense is a little younger this year, and it really came through against Michigan State, against Indiana, teams that were really just able to exploit them down the field. And you're throwing in a new quarterback in Joe Milton, who clearly, I think, raises the offensive ceiling of this program, but is a new starter coming in, you know, needs just time, needs games to really prove himself. So I just think this is probably one of those transition years that it's just happening to not go very well for them. So overall, in terms of the state of the program, like you said, it's kind of a high floor thing for Michigan. They're never really bad. They're just not able to beat Ohio State, which, you know, frankly, not many teams are. Buckeyes are kind of recruiting and just, you know, playing on a completely different level right now. And there's oftentimes not room enough for two blue bloods to do the exact same thing in the exact same division. But when you have those inexplicable losses to Michigan State, or suddenly Indiana looks like it's better than you, I think those are the things where you go, okay, it's one thing to not be on Ohio State level. It's another thing when you're dropping it to normally your run-of-the-mill divisional team.
Talking to Ben Kirchhoff from CBS Sports. He's on Twitter, @BenKirchhoff. I think I've spent more time talking about and thinking about Liberty football over the past week that I have in my entire life. They go to Blacksburg this past Saturday, win 38-35. They were ranked 25th in the country. Now they're up to 22, 7-0 under former Ole Miss coach Hugh Freeze. I won't ask you how remarkable it is to be 7-0 with two ACC wins at Liberty, because that goes without saying. Do you believe a power conference school will eventually give Hugh Freeze another chance at that level?
Oh, yeah. And so the NCAA stuff is obviously, that's the thing that makes you go, oh, you know, I don't know from his time at Ole Miss, but I feel like guys have been hired back into you know, the high profile jobs for pretty much what, you know, Hugh Freeze has done, or even worse. This is a sport of second chances. And obviously if you have success, you have an opportunity to come back and coach at the highest level. I put it out there over the weekend. I think he's coaching at a Power 5 school, if not an SEC school, next fall.
Is there any thought that the SEC in general would really pressure its member institutions to anybody but Hugh Freeze? Let's not bring him back into this league under these circumstances.
If that's the line of thinking, I mean, that's not anything that we've gotten any kind of indication of on the back end. So, I mean, with the NCAA stuff that he had at Ole Miss, I mean, I think that would probably be the level-headed thing to do. But as we know, you know, athletic directors not always the most level-headed. Sometimes they have to make a hire to save their own jobs. And I think there's probably, you know, a couple of them in that type of position. When you go into next year, when, again, this is 2020, kind of a free year, but once you get back to 2021 and beyond, I think it's about time for producing results.
You know, at some point, listen, everything connected to Hugh Freeze will be brought up if somebody considers hiring him at the Power 5 level, the NCAA stuff and the transgressions in his personal life. But do you, as a university, have to, I don't know, explain that away as much as you just have to believe that it won't be a problem going forward? Whatever has happened in the past can be the past. As long as it's not a problem going forward, then it's probably not a problem going forward. That's at least would be my perspective on it, I think.
The other part of this is that what you're waiting on when you hire, and for Hugh Freeze, for his personal stuff, okay, I think that's in the big picture, as far as running a program, I think it's probably the stuff that's maybe of least concern. I think, again, the NCAA stuff is probably a more immediate concern if you're thinking about hiring Hugh Freeze. But the other thing is when you make those types of decisions, what you're really banking on is that enough time has passed that people don't care anymore. Right. That's what you're waiting on.
Talking to Ben Cargival from CBS Sports. So that was not everything that happened on Saturday, but a lot of the big bullet point stuff that happened on Saturday. And now today's Monday, and it's one COVID-19 headline after another. Auburn, Mississippi State has been postponed. Sam Pittman at Arkansas has tested positive for COVID-19. It does look like, although it has been a balancing act to try to get through the early part of this season, it is starting to look like, you're not going to believe this, the epidemiologists knew what they were talking about, that getting through the end of this season is going to be the much more complicated part of all of this.
Yeah, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I think that's really been the messaging through this entire thing. And, you know, college football, how do we measure the successes of this season, right? Because we're up to about 50 games, almost 50 games, that have been canceled or postponed. But that also means the other side of it is that most games have not. But as you get further into this, I mean, this was never some big secret, GP, but college football reflects our society, right? It reflects the state of where we are as a country. Well, we're passing 100,000 cases a day. And we, you know, we can talk about mortality rates and treatments and things like that, but the reality is people are getting infected at an alarming rate. And the whole concept of, well, these players are going to be safer if they're, you know, on these teams. You're not safer. You're just getting tested more frequently. The testing is not, like, curing you from COVID-19. It's just spotting that you have COVID-19. So that's where we are with this. we're probably stumbling to the finish line here. Certainly the worst case scenario remains. If someone gets seriously sick or dies, and it doesn't even have to be a player, you could be talking about someone on a coaching staff. You could talk about someone tangentially related to the program. You could be talking about the head trainer's wife or their family. If someone gets seriously ill or dies because of a direct connection to this, your worst-case scenario, which has very little room for error, came true. Thankfully, we have not had to deal with that yet, but the more that we go on with this, the more that that is a possibility.
Wrapping up here with Ben Kercheval from CBS Sports. Last thing before I let you go, how concerned should we be about whether we're going to get Alabama against LSU on Saturday after the third round of the Masters, because there does seem to be some COVID-19 issues at LSU right now?
Yeah, but I mean, we can't speak on it officially, but it's the SEC game, you know, on CBS Game of the Week, but it's tight. it's tight. I mean, Orgeron came out today and was like, yeah, we're not doing so good. And the other thing to remember about these numbers, especially as we go deeper into the season, it's not just about the guys who are, you know, testing positive and you haven't done the contact tracing. It's also injuries, guys who have left the team. I mean, there's just the general attrition that is just mounted on top of this. And you're running out of spaces to postpone games. It's getting very, very, very tight. Calls that are normally made Thursday, Friday, they're going to start being made Monday and Tuesday, and that's kind of where we are with this.
That is Ben Kercheval from CBS Sports. Make sure you read him, cbssports.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Ben Kercheval. Terrific stuff, as always. I appreciate you being here, buddy.
All right, man.
Thanks so much. That's Ben Kercheval from CBS Sports. Bennett, you're the athletic director, president even, of a bottom-tier Power 5 league. Your job opens up. You offer it to Hugh Freeze?
Yep.
I think I do, too.
Yeah, I mean, I could not have told you anything about Liberty University before.
Oh, I could have told you some things about Liberty.
Well, okay, yeah.
I could have told you a few.
Okay, Liberty Athletics, how about that?
Sure.
Yeah, and now they're ranked in the top 25. Like, come on. I mean, the dude is just, he's a great football coach.
That's it.
You cannot deny it.
And let's leave it there. He's a great football coach. You know, I tweeted something more or less close to that on Saturday. Like, Hugh Freeze is a great football coach. He's had a old Ole Miss, like, it went sideways, mm-hmm. undeniably. That's why he's not the coach at Ole Miss anymore. But, like, he has coached at other places besides Ole Miss. He coached at Lambeth and had a 12-1 team at mm-hmm. Lambeth. He had a 10-2 team at Arkansas State. And now he's got a 7-0 team at Liberty that's nationally ranked and 2-0 against ACC opponents. Like, at Liberty, under no circumstances are you supposed to be beating an ACC team.
No, no.
All right? He's beaten two this season. And that's not to mention what he did at Briarcrest. He won two state championships there in football and then won four state championships as the girls' basketball coach.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's just a hell of a coach.
Right.
Like, we don't have to say anything about him other than that. Like, I tweeted this the other day, and people were like, some people, well, you know, he's a bad guy. I don't know Hugh like that. You know, I've heard stories, and obviously the transgressions that have been made public are embarrassing, and they ultimately contributed to him losing a job and being publicly humiliated. Like, you know, all of that happened. I'm not speaking on Hugh Freeze as a man or a husband or a father. I don't know him like that. I know that he's made some mistakes. I know he would also tell you that he's made some mistakes, and I would hope that he's sincere when he says he is sorry for those mistakes and that he has learned from them. Am I vouching for him? No, I'm not. I don't know him like that. But I do know him as a football coach, and he's a hell of a football coach. And if the goal is to try to win football games, you'd do a lot worse than that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be shocked if he's not at, like, a pretty solid Power 5 school next season.
Right, yeah, there's a whole lot of – as someone who has worked in college athletics for more than two decades now, trust me when I tell you, there's some pretty people with questionable personal lives who are awesome at their jobs. You don't have to be great in your personal life to be great in your job. I think we would all prefer everybody is, but it's just not the real world. And so ultimately, if I were a president or an athletic director, first I'd have to believe that this guy's not what his biggest critics say he is. I'd have to, I'd have to, I'd have to believe that.
Because
I personally would not want to hire somebody who has been accused of some of the things that Hugh Freeze has done. And I'm not even talking about, you know, dialing a bunch of numbers on a university-issued phone. I'm talking about some other stuff. I'd want to know, like, is this stuff true? And you know, is there any validity to it? But if I reached a point where I believed that this person had learned from his mistakes and that I was at almost no risk of having to deal with future mistakes, I'll forgive you for past mistakes, but you can't bring future mistakes into my life. If I believed that, and I don't know that I would, let me be clear, I don't know that I would, but if I reached the point where I was comfortable with that, I'd probably hire him as a football coach, because at the end of the day, these athletic directors are not hired. I mean, they love to tell you otherwise, but they're not hired to employ people who turn boys into men or lead by example. They are hired to employ people who win and create revenue. And whether it was at Briarcrest, Lambeth, Arkansas State, Ole Miss, or now Liberty, the one consistent thing you can say about Hugh Freeze is he wins football games. He wins football games. All the other stuff, I'll let you guys sort it out. And I could certainly understand why some athletic director might reach a point where he says or she says, I know he'd be a great football coach, but not here. I get that. I get that. But I bet you there's at least one that'll be desperate enough to hire somebody who's going to start winning almost immediately, if not immediately, and the best candidate who has a track record that shows he can do that is probably Hugh Freeze. Because, again, 7-0 at Liberty with two wins over ACC schools, ranked 22nd in the country. Like, that's not supposed to be possible. But, and it might not be possible for 99% of the coaches working in college football today. But it's clearly possible for Hugh Freeze because that's what he's dealing with right now. Incredible accomplishments as a football coach. And, again, I agree with Ben Kercheval. I do think he'll get another shot at the Power 5 level eventually. And maybe as soon as come December or January. We come back. The AP poll, college basketball, has been published. Gonzaga number one preseason, first time in school history. Memphis not listed in the top 25. I'll break it down for you next. You're listening to the Gary Parris Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
So you're watching the game, you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook, you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? You bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook is now legal in Tennessee, and you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit, so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. Tonight we got Patriots at Jets. Monday Night Football total is 42.5. I know that's kind of a low number, but both of these offenses are terrible, so I'm kind of liking the under tonight. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you can buy multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. I use the app all weekend. It's easy to use, super easy to register if you haven't yet, and it's easy to deposit your money and find the bet you're looking for. They've got everything right there. The app is super easy to navigate. And like I mentioned before, fast withdrawals. When you win, they get your money fast. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bennett. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x Speed Perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1.
Advance Your Auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Get ready to go rogue today, brought to you by the all-new 2021 Nissan Rogue. Fiercely reimagined with five unique drive modes, the all-new 2021 Nissan Rogue is ready for wherever the road takes you. Tune in at 6 p.m. for a full hour of limited commercial interruptions, driven by the all-new 2021 Nissan Rogue.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Send money worldwide with Ria Money Transfer. You'll get great exchange rates and save on fees, too. Try Ria at Kroger today. NMLS number 920968.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM Sports is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on either the New England Patriots or the New York Jets. And if either team scores a touchdown, you win. Just use the bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. If you're ready to start betting with confidence and turning big plays into paydays, then sign up today and discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection tools, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app today or go to BetMGM.com and use the bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on the Patriots or the Jets to score a touchdown. It's always showtime at BetMGM Sports. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older. You must be present in Tennessee. For gambling problem support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
What up, it's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez. So tell me about the 96 rookie photo shoot, because that was such an iconic group. It's what, five or six Hall of Famers in that group?
And not only that image that y'all used is like the image that comes back up when people talk about that draft class.
The funny thing and the craziest thing to me about that cover now is you look at that cover and I don't think you even necessarily notice right away that Allen Iverson's not on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that class is so deep and so good. There's like Kobe and Camby and Twan and all these guys. And then you're like, wait a minute, where's AI?
Where was AI?
Right.
He dipped.
I was going to say, it was the classic two words of slam. AI left.
Join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Gary Parish reminding you that one of the best clothing stores in the entire country is right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it is 100% the place in Memphis to get custom suits. If you've never had one, now is the time. I've had multiple suits made for me at James Davis, and the difference is immeasurable. You pick from hundreds of fabrics. The style and fit is perfect. No more baggy pants unless you want them baggy, of course, and that's the great thing about a custom suit. You can make it fit however you want. The prices start at just $6.95, and for the first 2 weeks of November, you can get 20% off. So take advantage of that. It's a simple process. They take 13 measurements, then they make a perfect suit for you. So that's the way to go. But if you just want to take advantage of the incredible deal, that deal featuring two Paul Bettinelli suits for only $7.95, it's a deal that remains available. And the custom sense shirts that I've been telling you about for years, they're currently 20% off. You can't find a better deal on a dress shirt that fits better. I get my shirts and suits from James Davis. You should too. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Have you recently had a woman come in with a skunk?
Are you missing a skunk?
It's not really about the skunk. I'm trying to hunt down the woman.
CBS Thursday.
Not hunt down. Fine.
My friend here met this woman in a cemetery when he was celebrating his wife's birthday.
The unicorn is back.
I mean, she's dead. Obviously. I mean, he wouldn't be hitting on women if she were alive.
Horace, go sit by the fish tank.
Yep.
I got your back. The Unicorn. Season premiere Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket. Pushing a wet, heavy mop around. Then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus Def Gun on the card dealer.
screaming about the car dealer. Last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God digger. Tell me as a bar that the God don't need a job, and if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and robbed.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's going to join me a little after 5 o'clock. He just texted me a minute ago. He was using me as a resource on Associated Press Top 25 polls, so it suggests he's working on a column about the Tigers being left out of the top 25 preseason poll. I'll talk to him about that, at least for a minute or two, in the next segment. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The preseason Associated Press Top 25 poll for college basketball has published, and Gonzaga, Mark Few's Bulldogs, are ranked number one in the preseason AP poll for the first time in school history. Now, this is a Gonzaga program at this point that's been ranked number one in the country, that's gotten the number one seed in the NCAA tournament, that has played in a national championship game. So I think sometimes people go, okay, yeah, Gonzaga's number one, whatever. Don't ever lose focus of how incredible it is that Gonzaga has been built into a legitimate national power year in and year out. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was, but in college athletics time frame, not that long ago, when you didn't even know what Gonzaga was. Do you know that when I was in college at Memphis, Gonzaga came here to play the Tigers at the Pyramid and whipped them. I believe it was Tick Price team, and just beat their brains in. And I had never heard of Gonzaga. I'm a college basketball fan my whole life. I didn't know anything about Gonzaga.
Yeah, I was going to, like, because when did they make that first Final Four? It was like a, it was a, I feel like I was a kid when they made their first
Final Four. No. They went to, they made a deep run in the NCAA tournament when you were a kid, but they didn't go to a Final Four until just a few years ago.
Okay, but that run that you're talking about was the first time I can remember, like.
They went to a Sweet 16 in 99.
That's probably it.
And to the Elite Eight in 99. And I believe that's the same season when they came in here and beat Memphis in the season opener. But I just remember sitting there and going, what is happening? How is this? Who is this? And what are they doing? And they just absolutely, since then they have been a consistent winner in college basketball, where you can now reasonably refer to Gonzaga as a blue blood program. Certainly in modern college basketball, it is one of the blue blood most reliable programs. It's why Mark Few is going to be in the Hall of Fame as a basketball coach someday, and it's why eventually I do think they will win a national championship at Gonzaga, because they're starting to recruit at the highest level as well. You know, they're returning four other top players from last season's team that went 31-2 and was going to get a one seed in the NCAA tournament, combining that with a top 15 recruiting class. They got a five-star guard in Jalen Suggs. Like, they're really, really good. And what's wild is that on paper, they could have been better. They had a guy named Philip Petrushev who was, you know, had 2 years of eligibility remaining and is not an obvious player to be picked at all in the 2020 NBA draft. He would have been a preseason first-team All-American if he came back to school. He didn't. He signed a deal overseas, which is fine. But my point is, Gonzaga is number one despite losing that guy. Like, they could lose a presumed first-team All-American and still be number one in the AP poll. They got 28 first-place votes, which allowed them to edge Baylor by just a single point. But the top three is what I believe the top three should be in some order. Gonzaga, Baylor, Villanova, Virginia, and then those three, then followed by Virginia, Iowa. Those are the same five teams that are in the top five of my CBS Sports Top 25 and one. And if you look at these 25 teams that are in the preseason AP poll, all of them except for Florida State and Michigan are in the top 25 and one. Instead of Florida State and Michigan in the top 25 and one, I have LSU, Memphis, and Indiana ranked. So basically, we're arguing about two or three different teams here. And really, if you go top 26 of the AP poll, we're really only arguing about two. But obviously, in this market, the big headline is that Memphis is not ranked in the preseason AP poll, which is fine. Like, you know, like I have them ranked. I've got the Tigers 22nd. I think you can easily make the case for them. But it's also not like you're crazy if you don't have Memphis on a top 25 ballot. There are still a lot of AP voters who are taking the wait-and-see approach with Memphis after last season, you know, sort of spiraled in the way that it spiraled. First, because James Wiseman quit the team. Then because DJ Jeffries, you know, it suffered a season-ending injury in the last week of January. But I still run into this when I actually talk to people who cover college basketball. They'll say, yeah, but, you know, Memphis was way disappointing last year. And I'm like, what? Why? Because they lost two of their top three players? Like, I get it. If you do nothing but go, where was Memphis ranked in the preseason? Where did Memphis finish? They're disappointing. But, like, the context matters. James Wiseman quit the week before Christmas. DJ Jeffries suffered a season-ending injury in the last week of January. Find me a team in college basketball that's going to be good after they lose two of the top three. We don't have to go through that again. We've been through it a million times. But my point is that way of thinking still exists. So there's some people who just want to make Memphis prove it. And the good news for Memphis is it will have an opportunity to prove it first week of the season if they actually end up playing in South Dakota, which brings us to
story number two.
Another weekend, another team withdraws from the Crossover Classic in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's the Dayton Flyers, and this is not a surprise. We talked about it last week when Ohio State pulled out. I told you, I'm assuming Dayton's going to pull out as well. Why?
Both in Ohio.
They're both in Ohio. They're dealing with the same COVID-19 guidelines. If you go to South Dakota right now, you're required when you return to the state of Ohio to quarantine for 14 days. Well, if Chris Holtmann at Ohio State wasn't going to ask his team to quarantine for 14 days after going to South Dakota, then Anthony Grant wasn't going to do it at Dayton. So Dayton is now out. Utah State is in. But it's still very up in the air about whether this thing's going to happen. Because the numbers in South Dakota are just, I won't even label them. I'll just say them, and then you can privately label them however you like. New daily reported cases are up over the past week, 4.4%. New daily reported hospitalizations over the past week, up 41%. And new daily reported deaths over the past week, COVID-19 deaths in the state of South Dakota, up 55.6%. So at some point, you get these other schools pulling out because their governors won't allow them to return to the state without some sort of quarantine. That's what's happening with Ohio State. It's what happened with Dayton. Utah pulled out because it's a Pac-12 school. Pac-12 wasn't going to touch an event like this. They're iffy on playing anyway. At some point, you wonder whether you're an athletic director or a university president. And I'm not saying that that decision has to be made today based on these numbers, but the numbers aren't good. And at what point do you start to question whether it's smart, responsible, to send a basketball program into that state and then bring them back to your community? Not to mention, like, we can talk about mortality rates and hospitalization rates for young people and all of that. It doesn't matter as it relates to this. Yes, if Boogie Ellis gets COVID-19 in South Dakota, he will almost certainly be fine. But you know what's going to happen if Boogie Ellis gets COVID-19 in South Dakota? They're going to contact trace four other players, and your team is either shut down for 10 to 14 days, or you're very limited going through the next week or two. So it's not about safety in the sense of, are you going to live or die? I get so sick of hearing that from sports fans who think they know something that we haven't discussed 50 million times. Oh, well, so what does it matter if a football player gets COVID-19 or a basketball player gets COVID-19? They'll be fine. Yeah, they'll be fine, but their team will shut down. Do you like watching football? Do you like watching basketball? Then you can't have positive cases. It doesn't matter if they'll survive. They'll survive, sure, but the team will be shut down. Games will be canceled. Nobody is going to let anybody play with a positive COVID-19 test. And so how smart is it for you to send a basketball team into South Dakota first week of the season? I'll let the university make those decisions, but it's got to be something you're thinking about. Like, if all these other schools are pulling out, should we be doing the same thing and trying to create, because it's not too late to do this, new events are being created every day, try to create a multi-team event somewhere other than the state of South Dakota, because the state of South Dakota is a bit of a mess right now.
Story number three.
Sunday Night Football was a mess last night. Speaking of messes.
God, that sucked.
Like, I was actually looking forward to that
really
game.
I was really excited, yeah.
I don't know if I was really excited, but I was like, okay, Tom Brady and Drew Brees and two teams that people have talked about as Super Bowl contenders.
Well, and it was a fun sports weekend. And that was like the cap off of the fun of the big sports weekend.
Right. On Saturday night we get Clemson Notre Dame, and then on Sunday night we get Bucs Saints.
Yeah.
And it was 38-3 New Orleans. Tom Brady looked like, in some instances, somebody who had never played football at all, or more likely, somebody who's too old to be playing football. Now, I'm not going to have is Tom Brady washed or not conversation after every game? Because every time people start to talk about that, then he'd come out and he'll be the NFC Offensive Player of the Week the next week, whatever. But we can agree, he looked bad last night.
He looked awful last night, and he's been really, really good lately. Like, he's been on a roll. I was surprised. I mean, I guess it's just the Saints had a great game plan for him yesterday.
And it's funny just how much, you know, you never know about this stuff. Like, when we talked with NFL people last week on the show, it's like Tom Brady's been great.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the Patriots look silly for pushing him away. And, ooh, Drew Brees got this shoulder injury and very much looking his age, can't throw it anymore. Then we put them on a field together. Drew Brees, 26 of 32, 222 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, QBR 98.9. On the other side, Tom Brady.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.